You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
If an auto or motorcycle accident caused you injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns! Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm here, continuing our offensive preview of the Cleveland Browns as they head into training camp right now. And I'll tell you what, we talked quarterbacks, and now we're going to talk about the running backs. Currently on the roster right now, headed into camp, there are seven running backs here. Isaiah Crowell, Sean Drone, Duke Johnson, Luke Lundy, Terrence West, Glenn Winston, and then, of course, the fullback, Malcolm Johnson, who I'm going to lump into the running back group right now. Your initial thoughts there, how many running backs will the Browns carry, and who will they be?
Well, as we just mentioned, as you go over the the offensive portion of the 53-man roster, I can't see them keeping any more than four. Malcolm Johnson is going to be that, you know, that tight end slash, you know, you tight end move guy in many of those John DeFilippo, you know, trades, reloads, motions and shifts and so on and so forth, which is great, you know, to window dress our end formation and disguise what we're trying to accomplish offensively to the defense, which makes it, you know, tough to play on the field and prepare for. So he's going to be the fullback, but he's really not a lead blocker. But you look at the running backs that are going to actively participate and carry the football. And I know that one of our Ohio Business Machine hot topics for today was, you know, ranking those running backs. And the way in which I see it going, and I know that you're going to probably most likely agree with everything that I say from this point forward, is Crowell is going to be your bell cow carrying the football.
I believe that he
even though
be.
He would, you know, he's viable option out of the backfield to catch it, you know, on a check down where he's able to protect McCown and get out into some type of route after checking and pick, you know, for or pick up blitz pickup. But I see him if he can get 200 and to 225 carries of the football, I think that's a very realistic number for him as a second year player that we'd like to see him in,
yeah.
You know, averaging, you know, four plus yards a carry, we're going to be darn near 1,000 yards.
Yep.
You look at, I think the next guy in line from one to three ranking the backs, and this is going to be Duke Johnson for me. Because I think to start the season, his role will be small and constricted because he's a rookie and they don't want to throw too much at him. But I'd want to be in the 8 to 10 touches per game. And that's, you know, on a low end of where I'd like to see him be by the end of the season. And I'd say that's four or five touches as a running back and four to five touches as a receiver out of the backfield or a third down back. And then ranking the backs, third overall is Terrence West. And he may actually, I think he's going to be strictly a ball carrier for this football team who may sneak out for a route. But I just think Crowell, we need a bell cow.
Yep.
And that's going to be Isaiah Crowell because of what we saw last year out of him. I think Duke Johnson is your Sproles. He's your Dexter McCluster type of personality in that running back room. And Terrence West will get whatever's left or spelling issues, meaning a guy needs a break or needs a blow after multiple carries or multiple plays. Terrence West will be your guy, able to carry the ball, but most likely a true backup in this case.
Yeah, I see it the same way. I think Isaiah Crowell, 8 touchdowns last year, had a very good rookie campaign. He is going to be your primary ball carrier. Now, that battle, though, is going to happen at camp. It is between Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West, I believe, to be your primary ball carrier.
And that's the one I'm really, my eyes on, as Jim Donovan asked me, that's the position battle I'm looking at because of the culture and the way in which we're going to win football games.
And hugely important.
Good defense, run the football. Who's going to be running the football for us?
It's going to be hugely important to see that. And I think Isaiah Crowell, one thing he needs to work on is his footwork. And we saw him stumble too often last year. It caused him to not make as many tackles miss as you would have liked. He really kind of put it together in that Atlanta game.
Yeah.
And pretty much all the tackles that he forced were in Atlanta, and he was great in that game. You want to see more of that. He was one of the better breakaway backs in the league, though. He ended up being in the number fifth in terms of breakaway percentage, according to Pro Football Focus. He was dead last in terms of missed tackle percentage. So he's got to improve that, but he showed the ability to hit home runs, run through people. He had 10 carries of more than 15 yards on 148 overall carries. So one every 15, he's going to give you one of those big chunk runs, which is good to see, and you want more of them. Duke Johnson has the ability, I think, to do it all, but I think Duke Johnson is going to come in initially in a Giovanni Bernard to complement to Jeremy Hill type of a role. Take some carries, but also really work as a pass catcher, mismatches out of the backfield. So I think he's more of a complimentary guy. He could come out And he could end up being the guy at some point this year, but I see him right now and in the coaches' minds playing a little bit of a different position, even though they're all running backs, than Crow and West. So I think those three make the team. I think Malcolm Johnson makes the team. I think Glenn Winston stays on the practice squad, and he's a sleeper to keep an eye on. Sean Drone, who's been, I'm told, the best back in pass protection. I just don't see a spot for him right now. And Luke Lundy, I think, will be a training camp legend, but I don't know that he makes this team. Winston is the one guy that could surprise and steal a spot from somebody, because I know the coaches and scouts are high on him. He's worked very hard. He's in fantastic shape. He's good on special teams. But I think right now, probably practice squad again.
One key thing to watch, and as you mentioned, Glenn Winston, you know, a practice squad eligible guy who the Browns like, who Ray Farmer likes, so they want to have him stick around, is as the season goes on, and if things play out the way you and I just talked about, Crowell being the bell cow, carrying the ball anywhere from, you know, 16 to 24 times a game, Duke Johnson in that third down role, still touching the ball both out of the backfield and in the backfield, and if Terrence West and his that big personality that we've seen via Instagram and even last year being a healthy scratch as a part of some games, will that personality come out? You know, will it shine through? And if the getting is good, I know that Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine will not stand for that type of personality acting up, ruining that room or creating, you know, that elephant in that locker room because of his lack of a role in this offense. Do they wish him well at some point in the season if he's not happy here? And then you activate a guy like Glenn Winston, and you have that true backup, to your bell cow in Isaiah Crowell.
Could he be somebody?
So something to watch.
I agree with you.
Big personality
could be he be somebody that ends up, if they love what Crow and Duke and Winston are doing, somebody that, or vice versa, even with Crow, if they love what Terrence West beats Crow out.
Right.
And Crow, could these guys be on the
sure.
trade block to Dallas, perhaps,
yes.
or a team looking for a young
And we know Ray Farmer wants to acquire assets.
He certainly does. But I think right now, four of them, Crow, Duke Johnson, Terrence West, Malcolm Johnson, make this team from the running back fullback room. All right, that'll do it for our first hour. When we come back in hour number two, we will go ahead and take a look at the wide receivers, the tight ends, the offensive line, as we continue our full-out offensive preview and take a look at who we think will be on the final 53-man roster. We will go ahead and do that in hour number two, plus a little after further review. And Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports. So lots to get to. We'll continue with more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. When the rest of me.